In his latest movie, Denzel Washington plays a small-town Florida police chief trying to stay two steps ahead of trouble. Out of Time is the second time he's teamed with director Carl Franklin, and they are hoping for more success than in their last collaboration. Bob Mondello has a review.
Denzel Washington is Matt Whitlock, police chief in a tiny town in Florida where mostly people fish and everyone knows everyone, sometimes a little better than they should. That's the story with Matt and Anne, who's married to a jerk who happens to be a local sports hero.
Catch anything?
Hey.
Hey.
Trying to catch my self-respect. Figuring out what it is I'm doing in the middle of this threesome.
Try foursome. You're forgetting your wife.
She left me. In fact, I just told her the other day. Well, I told her today. Come get her stuff. So how's the pro football quarterback?
He's up north hunting for the weekend. Mm-hmm. The whole weekend.
Matt has other things on his mind. The wife from whom he's separated just made homicide detective, for instance. And the whole town is keenly aware that there's a lot of money sitting in Matt's safe, waiting to be picked up by the feds after a drug bust.
Did it?
That's it.
Man, $485,000. Can I touch it?
No, you can't.
I just want to touch it.
Get your hands out of here.
Maybe I'll just steal it.
Maybe I'll just shoot you, Chase.
The jokes fly out the window when a mysterious fire results in two dead bodies, and the chief realizes that because he's been hiding the fact that he's having an affair, all the evidence seems to point to him. Not only that, but his wife, who is hardly his best buddy anymore, is assigned to investigate. And did I mention that the money in the safe is gone? Oh, and then there's the witness who saw Matt near the site of the fire just before it was set, and who turns up at the police station just as Matt is walking in the door.
He looked like him.
Like who?
Like him.
Like me?
Yeah, you.
Mom, he's the chief of police.
Laughing off coincidences will work for a time, but only for a time, and Matt's running, as the title says, out of time if he wants to solve the case before he gets fingered for it. This is not a new plot device. It's sort of time-honored, having worked to good effect in No Way Out, which was itself a remake of The Big Clock, but it's being given some nice, if never terribly noirish, twists this time by director Carl Franklin. He starts things slowly and deliberately and builds, finding ways to keep the suspense taut, even when the plot gets so unlikely it's hard to willingly suspend disbelief. The director's biggest asset is Washington, who makes Matt's willful naivete seem somehow understandable and sympathetic. And if, even together, they can't quite finesse the ending, they certainly make the time until they're out of time pass swiftly. I'm Bob Mondello.